squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Johannesburg, April the 15th, 5:30 p.m. Roads in and around the city are jammed with people on their way home or heading out of town for the Easter weekend. In Car 44, Sergeant Bob Phibias and Constable Harry Jackson are slowly making their way down Jan Smuts Avenue past the university.
You know, at this rate, Sergeant, we're going to spend the Easter weekend sitting here.
Don't worry, Constable. As soon as the rush hour's over, we'll be able to move around a lot easier.
Yeah, then it'll just be the holiday crowd to worry about.
What's the matter, Constable, eh? Surely not upset at spending a weekend on duty?
Of course not, Sarge. I had a long weekend off once.
Good. No problems, then. Turn left on this M1. We'll go to Glenover Road.
Right, you are, Sarge.
Control to all cars. Control to all cars. Here's another vehicle for your stolen list. Green Prince DJ403246. From the vicinity of High Road.
I'll just jot that down. Get a move on, Constable. We're pointing in the right direction. Cruise around and see if I'd like to. That's easy. Just speed it up a bit.
I don't really think we'll pick up that car, do you, Sarge?
You never can tell. Might have been taken by a bunch of kids out for a joyride. Dumb enough to steal a car in the first place, they might just be dumb enough to keep in the same vicinity.
Well, here's hoping.
What's the matter, Jackson? You looking for some excitement?
Well, if we're going to have to sit in the
what?
Car...
Hey, hold it.
What?
Stop the car, man. Pull over to the side.
What's the matter, Sergeant?
I sworn I saw a child walking on the motorway.
I didn't see anything.
No, not here. On the other side of the road, under that bridge. Back up there.
Yes, you're right. It looks like a little girl.
Stay here, Constable. I'm going to get her. Better hurry, or she'll get herself killed.
Keeping an eye on the approaching traffic, Sergeant Bob Phibias sprints across the M1 and leaps over the barrier that divides the north-south roads. He sees the little girl about 100 meters ahead, calmly walking along the busy motorway.
There she is. Give her a fright. She may just run in front of a car. I'll get onto the grass. She won't hear me coming. Almost there. Stunning her. Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing here? It's very dangerous. There's lots of cars.
Are you a traffic cop?
No, I'm a policeman. Come on. Let's walk back to the car and you can tell me where you live. And also what you're doing here. Now, what's your name?
Barbara.
Huh? How old are you, Barbara?
I'm six.
Six? Hey, that's the same age as my little boy. His name's Andrew. Now tell me, Barbara, what's your surname?
I can't remember.
Well, you just think about it. We'll talk about something else. For a start, where'd you live?
I'm not sure.
Huh? You've been walking for a long time.
Yes.
I see. What direction did you come from? I mean, have you been walking down this road? You haven't crossed over, have you? Walked in the other direction?
No, I only walked this way to town.
Good. Now, that should be some help. Well, at least we know you live in the northern parts. Now, Barbara, when we get to our car, can you show us where you walked on the motorway?
What do you mean?
Well, the road onto the motorway, the one you came down on.
I think so. I drive very hard.
That's a good girl. Now, there's my car, you see, on the other side of the road. We have to cross over very carefully. Tell me, Barbara, what do you do when you cross the road, eh?
Look to see if there are any cars coming.
That's right. Okay, we can cross over here. Come on, now, take my hand. Now then, Barbara, I'll lift you over the barrier. There we are.
Everything all right, Sergeant?
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Barbara. Jump in the front seat with us. That's it. Well, now, Constable, this is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello. Where are you going to take me?
As soon as we know where you live, we'll take you home. Now, can you remember what your surname is, eh?
I've been trying hard. But I can't remember.
All right, Barbara. You just keep on trying. Constable, I'll let Control know what the position is, and then we'll cruise around and see if our young friend here can recognize any streets. And with a bit of luck, we'll be able to find a house.
That's
Car 4-4 to control. Car 4-4 to control. Come in, control. Over.
Receiving you, 4-4. Over.
Picked up a little girl, age 6, on the M1. Appears to be lost. Any reports on a missing girl with brown hair, brown eyes, wearing denim jeans and yellow top? Named Barbara. She doesn't know her address. Over.
We'll check on that 4-4. Over.
Meantime, our cruiser vicinity. Over and out. Right now, Barbara. You just show us how you got onto the highway. We'll start looking. Let's go, Constable.
As car 44 moves northwards on the M1, the little girl indicates to the two policemen that she entered the motorway from the 11th Avenue on-ramp. Turning right, they head off the freeway in the direction of Norwood.
What nonsense?
It rather depends on Barbara. You recognize any of the streets around here? Do you know them?
Yes.
Good girl. Now, could you tell us which way it is to your house?
I think...
Yeah?
Down the street.
You heard the lady, Constable?
Yes, Sergeant. Right turn it'll be. Which way now, Barbara? Do you want us to go down on this road?
Yes, please. Go that way.
Sorry about that, Sarge. Our passenger didn't give me much warning.
Right, Constable. This is the area. Do you know where we are?
I think so. If you go down there.
Stop the car, Constable.
What's the matter, Sergeant?
Well, if we continue this way, we'll have done a complete circle.
Control car 4-4. Come in, 4-4. Over.
Let's hope it's some news about our friend here. 4-4 to control. Receiving your control. Over.
No news on a missing child answering to your description. Have you managed to find the child's home? Over.
No luck yet, Control. We'll keep trying for a short while. Over and out. Okay, Constable. Start up. We'll head towards Grand Avenue. Perhaps Barbara's been there shopping with her mother, and if she has, she might be able to work out a way home from there. Now, Barbara, I'm going to take you up Grand Avenue. Have you been there before?
Yes.
Good.
We always buy milk from the dairy on the corner.
Hey, looks like we're getting somewhere.
I hope so, Jackson. Getting a bit late for the kid to be out. She'll start getting hungry soon.
We can always take it to the roadhouse in Miller Booth, haven't we?
That's not quite the point, Constable.
No, Sarge. Are you hungry, Barbara?
Just a little bit.
See, Sarge?
All right. Don't you two start ganging up on me.
Whilst car 44 is slowly moving north along Grant Avenue, another car passes them in the opposite direction, heading towards the Norwood police station. The driver is Mr. Douglas Reed, Barbara's father. He turns left into 9th Street and down towards the police station, where Constable Darnie Hubert is on duty.
Well, look, you've got to help me.
Yeah, what's the problem, sir?
My daughter, she's missing. Little Barbara, she's only 6.
What's your name and address, please, sir?
Oh, yes. Douglas Reed, 7 Orchards Road. Orchards.
When you noticed she was missing, sir?
Well, about an hour ago.
Well, are you quite sure she isn't one of her friends?
Oh, quite sure. I've checked with them all. You see, our street's a cul-de-sac, and she never leaves the immediate area. Searched our garden, been to all the houses she might be at. She's not anywhere.
Well, do you have any family or friends close by? She might have decided to go and visit them.
No, the only possibility was friends of ours in Henrietta Road in Norwood, but I've already said that I checked.
All right, Mr. Reed.
I've been around some of the streets in the area. I just couldn't find her.
Now, don't worry, sir. We'll contact the flying squad and put out an alert.
7 p.m. By now, it is obvious to Sergeant Verveers that no progress is being made in the search for Barbara's house. Before he can make any decisions regarding his next move, the car's radio crackles into life.
Control to car 4-4. Come in, 4-4. Over.
Car 4-4 to control. Receiving you, control. Over.
Can you get to Pretoria, Twist Street, Hillbrow right away? Report of an attempt to break in at Bombay Fruit Market. Over.
On our way, control. Over and out.
It must be a busy night for us to go all the way from Norwood to Hillbrow. No other cars available, I suppose.
That's right, Constable.
Hey, well, what do we do about Barbara?
Well, now, what would you like me to do, Constable, eh? She can come with us. It's perfectly safe. She can't get hurt. As soon as we've finished in Hillbrow, we can drop her off at the police station there. You wouldn't mind that, would you, Barbara?
I'm getting hungry.
Well, I'm sure we can get you something to eat very soon. You can wait, eh?
Yes.
7:10 p.m. Car 44 pulls up outside the Bombay Fruit Market. Already, the usual crowd of curious onlookers has gathered outside the shop.
You stay here, Constable. I'll see what the problem is. All right, everybody, stand back, please.
Don't you worry, Barbara. As soon as we finish here, we'll find us both something to eat. I'm starving.
I'm also starving. But I want to go home to my mummy and daddy.
Don't worry, we'll get you home as soon as we can.
I think I got my other name.
What's that? Your surname? What is it? Yeah, well, keep trying, kid.
Inside the shop, Sergeant Favier's is confronted by an irate Mr. Patel.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Sergeant? This sort of thing has happened before, you know.
Just a moment, Mr. Patel.
No, please. Sergeant, there's no time for any moments. My insurance broker has repeatedly warned me that if this sort of thing continues, I won't be able to get any further insurance.
Please, Mr. Patel. I can't help you if you don't tell me exactly what the problem is.
You mean to tell me that you don't know?
That's exactly it, sir, yes.
Didn't you see my smashed window when you came into my shop?
Perhaps if you gave me all the details, I'd know where to begin.
All right. I was standing here, like I am now, serving a customer, when all of a sudden, crash, the window over there has a brick coming right through it. And like I'm telling you, it isn't the first time. Now, if you check with Hugo Brau Police Station, you'll find I've reported it before. You just ask for Sergeant Harrison.
You see who did it?
No, all I saw was a glass and a brick, but I know who did it.
How do you know, Mr.
I know. It's those boys in the block of flats next door, my heel mentions. They're always coming around here making mischief, looking for trouble.
Well, Mr. Patel, it makes it rather difficult. If you can't make a positive identification, I can hardly charge him, you know. Perhaps somebody here saw them throwing the brick and they can identify.
No, good, Sergeant. You know what people are like, eh? I ask and nobody knows anything. They don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
This is the third time this year it's happened. What am I going to do?
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. Look, I'll make my report and I suggest that it might be a good idea if someone had a word with the boy's parents. Of course, we can't accuse them of doing it, but if we tell them that if the boys are involved, they'll end up in serious trouble, well, it might have the desired effect.
But what do I do about my window, eh? All right, Sergeant. Do what you think is best, but please try to get this thing stopped.
All right, Mr. Patel. I'll see what I can do for you.
Hey, Sarge!
What?
Sarge!
What are you doing here, Constable? I told you to stay with that girl.
The call came through from control, and when I looked again, Barbara was gone. She's disappeared.
Johannesburg, 7:20 p.m. Sergeant Favier's rushes out of the shop with Constable Jackson. There is no sign of Barbara Reed.
Okay, Jackson, tell me all about it.
Well, Sarge, after you went into the shop, we just sat in the car waiting for you.
Yeah.
Then the radio went. There was a call for us. Obviously, I was distracted, and when I looked again, she was gone.
So what did you do then?
Well, I thought she was on the pavement, so I got out of the car to call her, but she was gone. Well, I checked around, but there was no sign of her.
Well, didn't you hear the door opening?
You left it open when you got out, Sarge.
You better report this.
Already have, sir.
Good. That call for us, what was it about?
The little girl. Her father's at Norwood waiting to hear from us. Her name's Barbara Reed.
I see. Well, Constable, we've made a good start to the Easter weekend.
Yes, sir.
We'd better get some more men in, then start looking for her.
Sergeant Favier's radios in and asks Brixton to contact Hillbrow Police Station for assistance from the uniform branch. A car is sent to Norwood to fetch Mr. Douglas Reed. At 7:35 p.m., a group of policemen gather on the corner of Pretoria and Twist Streets, Hillbrow, under the command of Lieutenant Wardle. The men are carrying two-way radios.
All right, you men. Now, you've all been given a description of the girl, as well as details of the area we're going to cover. You also know exactly what your sectors are. I want you to search in every alleyway, doorway, parking lot, entrances to blocks of flats and shops. Okay? Off you go.
The policemen move off into the night. Mr. Douglas Reed, who has arrived on the scene, joins the crew of Car 44 as they also join in the search.
I've been standing here for about half an hour. I haven't seen anybody go.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a little girl, brown hair, brown eyes, wearing a yellow top and denim jeans?
No, don't think so.
Why, she lost her spot.
No, I've been standing in my shop all night. Business isn't so good. I'd have seen you if she was here. I'm sorry.
If you see a little girl answering to that description, keep her with you and phone the flying squad.
A little girl, you say?
That's right, sir. Have you seen her?
No, I don't think so. Sorry.
Yes, I saw her. I even talked to the child.
After countless negative answers, Sergeant Morris in Car 51 gets the first positive reply.
Where was this?
by those shops on Catherine Avenue near the bus stop. I just went in to buy some milk, you know, and I saw her sitting on the bench.
And then?
Well, she looked so tired, you know, so I asked her if she was all right and why she was sitting there. I mean, at this time of night, a child should be in bed.
Yes, ma'am. What did she say?
Well, she told me she was waiting for her mother. And, of course, I asked her where Mommy was, and she said to me that she was in the shop. So I left her and I went into the shop, and then I noticed that there wasn't anyone else in the place, only me. So where was the mother? And I ran out to ask the kid what was going on.
What did she tell you?
Well, she wasn't there anymore. I looked up and down the road, and there she was going down Abel Road. I would have run after her, but my legs aren't so good anymore, you know.
Thank you very much, madam. You've been a great help.
Shame. I hope you find her. She wasn't even wearing a jersey.
Acting on this new information, the searchers moved from the Hillbrow area to Abel Road and streets leading off it. In car 44, Sergeant Viviers talks to Mr. Reed.
Mr. Reed, do you have any idea why your daughter ran away?
No, of course not, Sergeant.
Kids don't do this sort of thing for nothing, sir.
What are you trying to say? If you're insinuating...
No, I'm only trying to help you, Mr. Reed. Forget it's your daughter you're looking for.
I'm sorry, I'm just very worried.
No, that's only natural, sir. You didn't say anything to her that might have upset her. You know what kids can be like, something you didn't really mean. They take it to heart, you know.
Well, yes, there was something.
Mm-hmm. What was that, sir?
Well, I did say something. It sounded a bit of a joke, really, and Barbara must have heard me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she thought I was serious. Well, you see, I got home from work a bit early. I wanted to avoid the rush hour. It's always worse when there's a long weekend.
I know, sir.
Yeah, well, anyway, my wife reminded me that relatives would be spending the weekend with us. And I made some remark about the house being overcrowded and something about us moving out and sleeping in the garden. Well, of course I wasn't serious, only a bit irritated by the thought of all some relatives.
Hmm. Did you and your wife have a row?
Oh, heavens, no.
So, Barbara overheard this and decided the house would be less crowded without her. Now, then, where is she trying to go?
I don't know. Look. Maybe she was trying to get to Durban. That's where her grandparents live. You know, we often go down there.
That would explain why she was on the M1.
Oh, yes, yes, of course it would. But where is she now?
9 p.m. There is still no sign of Barbara Reed. Lieutenant Wardle is becoming very concerned at the lack of information on the girl.
Nothing yet, Sergeant Morris?
No, sir. Not a thing.
Where the devil is she? If we don't find her very soon, we'll have to get a couple of dogs out to help us.
In the meantime, sir?
In the meantime, Sergeant, I want the search moved down south of Abel Road. I'm gambling on the fact that a child would more likely walk downhill than up.
All right, sir. I'll get the men moving right away.
As Sergeant Morris is giving the policeman new instructions, Barbara Reed is only 200 meters away, walking along Soper Road.
Oh, hello, my dear. What are you doing out so late all by yourself, hmm? Yes?
I'm going to my granny.
Oh, and where does she live?
Not very far.
I see. Does your mummy know where you are, then?
Yes.
I think I'd better walk with you. You shouldn't be out at this time of night all by yourself, hmm? Now, you show me where your granny lives, and I'll see that you get there safely. Is that all right, hmm?
Yes. Down there.
All right, come along, let's go. Come on, then. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you sure you're all right? I say, no, come back. Yeah. Let's see what's going on with the child running off like that.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Constable.
Have you by any chance...
Look, perhaps you can...
We're looking for a... Sorry, what's that, sir?
No. It's just that I was talking to a little girl just now.
A little girl? What did she look like, sir? What was she wearing?
Oh, I've no idea.
Please try to remember, sir. It's very important. We're looking for a little girl that's lost and...
It's rather dark around here. It's difficult to see clearly. Now, let me think. I somehow seem to recall yellow. A yellow dress, perhaps?
She was wearing a yellow top over denim jeans. The girl we're looking for. Brown hair and...
I can't say that the hair was brown. Rather dark, you know.
Which way did she go, sir?
Well, I think over there, towards that new block of thatched their building.
Thank you very much, sir.
Using his two-way radio, the constable passes on the latest information to Lieutenant Wardle, who immediately orders all the men in the search party to converge on the area where Barbara Reed was last seen.
Well, this could be very tricky, Sergeant Villiers.
You mean the building, Sergeant?
Yes. I'm certain that's where she is. And it's not the safest place for a little girl to be.
No, it isn't, sir. Well, I hope she hasn't gone up any of those half-finished stairways. There's no sides to them.
How many basements are there? Two? Three?
Yeah.
Oh, if you're crying out loud. She'll stumble and fall. Where's the father?
Over there with Constable Jackson, sir.
Well, look, he's got enough in his mind. Don't alarm him unnecessarily.
Yes, I understand. He's coming over now, sir.
Are you sure Barbara's in there, Lieutenant?
I'm pretty certain, Mr. Reed. Now, look, don't worry. We'd have your daughter back safe and sound. Won't take long.
You've been saying that most of the night, Lieutenant, and we still haven't found her. Everything's happened to my little girl.
Ah, come on, Mr. Reed. She'll be all right. She'll be tired and hungry, but she'll be okay. Very resourceful, I must say. Half the force looking for her, and she gives us a slip.
Now, why don't you go and sit in the squad car, Mr. Reed? We'll let you know as soon as we find her.
No, thank you. I'd rather wait here.
Policemen continue the search of the half-completed building. There is still no sign of the girl. Then Constable Jackson calls out to the sergeant.
Sarge? Sarge, come over here.
What is it, Constable? You found something?
I think so. Come over this way, Sarge.
What is it, man?
Down the back of the building, Sarge. It's quite a drop. 8-10 meters.
Yeah?
Something yellow lying at the bottom. I think it's the girl.
Policemen quickly move to the back of the half-completed building and look down at the small figure lying 9 meters below them.
It looks like the girl, Sergeant. Can you get down there?
Yeah, over there, sir, by the side. It isn't too steep. We can get down there.
Okay, fine. Hey, you two men, go with the sergeant.
What's going on? What's happened to my little girl?
Mr. Reed, please. I asked you to stay at the car.
Look, I want to know what's happened to my daughter.
We found her, Mr. Reed. But she might have got hurt.
What?
Now, we'll bring her up as quickly as we can.
I'm going down.
No, Mr. Reed, stay here.
I'm going down.
Oh, for goodness sake. Sergeant!
Ah,
Mr. Reed, coming down with you.
Slow down, Mr. Reed. Us will all slide down and break up.
Get that Barbara down there.
Don't panic, sir. We're almost there.
No.
Yeah, gently now, sir.
Barbara?
She might have broken something.
Barbara?
Take it easy, sir.
I want to go home.
Hey, she's okay. She's all right, Lieutenant.
Ah, I'll take you home now, love.
Would you believe it? She was fast asleep and I thought she was... Hey, Barbara. How did you get down here without breaking your neck, eh?
I came down the steps.
Huh?
Those ones.
Where? And we had to do it the hard way.
Can we go now, Sergeant? I'd like to get her home. Her mother, she'll...
Yes, of course, sir. You're a very lucky man, Mr. Reed.
Yes. Yes, I know. And, Lieutenant, thank you.
The empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Gooden.